Abraham named the place Yahweh Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. Genesis chapter 22 and verse 14. As we continue, the powerful names of God. Good morning there to you, my friends. How are you doing this morning? How was your night? I hope we've all had a good night's rest. And God bless you. How has your week been in all? I also hope we all have enjoyed the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ all through the week. Welcome to another weekend in His presence. And you are welcome to review. It is your host and your dear friend here, Esther. Good morning, our gracious Heavenly Father. How lovely it is to be in your presence again this morning. Thank you for making it possible for us to appear before you this morning. Oh, Father, we give you all glory, honor, power, praise, and excellence and majesty. Be thou exalted forevermore, Abba. In the name of Jesus, thank you for all that has been during our gone week, during our week. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for favor. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love. We are grateful, O God. Be thou lifted high in the name of Jesus, Abba. Oh, we have come to study together again this morning to meditate on your word together with my friends out there. And we invite you. We pray that you will teach us yourself this morning. Open the eyes of our heart, O God, we want to see you. Teach us yourself, that you may give us the grace, abundant grace, to apply your word unto the journey of our lives and faith. But right now, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon every heart, upon every mind, upon every ears, listening, studying together with us today, that we all receive a heart of wisdom and the grace of God for the application of His word unto the journeys of our lives and faith. At the end of today's session, O God, may we come back to return all glory to you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Welcome once more to review, my friends, and God bless us as we study the word together. So, the powerful names of God. And we continue with Yahweh Jireh, the Lord will provide. Yahweh Jireh, commonly known or generally known as Jehovah Jireh, and which means the Lord will provide. Amen. Last week, we saw how God miraculously fed Elijah, the widow, and her son, and how God sustained them afterwards. And you see, this reminds me of the Israelites, friends. This was the same way God provided for and sustained His people for 40 years in the wilderness. Not just in terms of food and drink, but even clothing, health and wealth. I mean, both physical and spiritual. God gave them everything they needed. Moses, the man of God, said to them, as he reviewed their journey in Deuteronomy, let me quickly read it to you, or if you want to open to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 5 and 6. Moses, the man of God, said to them, as he reviewed their journey, Deuteronomy 29, verses 5 and 6 reads, for 40 years, I led you through the wilderness, yet your clothes and sandals did not wear out. You ate no bread and drink no wine or other alcoholic drink, but he gave you food, so you would know that he is the Lord, your God. Amen. You see, it was like the Israelites were blind to all that God provided. They always wanted more, always mourning, always complaining, never satisfied. It was always one thing or the other, and they always wanted more. Even though God cared for them, making sure they lacked nothing all through their journey, they wanted more. That is, you and I also sometimes decide to block our minds to or against all that God provides for us, the way he meets or supply our daily needs. We take it for granted, just like they did, just like the Israelites did. We take things for granted. We are just so consumed with worries of or over other things we want, while God makes his provision for our need stands there right in front of us, obvious and available. But we just sometimes decide to look away or take no notice. Maybe because we want things done in a certain way, our way. Because like I said about Hagar 2 weeks ago or so, if you remember, it's possible that the well, the Bible says God opened our eyes to see. It's possible that the well was there all along. But she just had her head buried in sorrow, consumed by our problems. You see, when God makes available his provision, he wants us to look around and see. Recognize he's at work, no matter how little the provision comes. Trust in him to multiply. Do you know, Elijah could also have turned away from that widow. Upon hearing, she had only a handful of flour for herself and her son, thinking, what could that do? Or what could a handful of flour do? But he knew and trusted God is able to multiply a handful into plenty more so. He held on to what God said to him. I am sending you to a widow. I am sending you to a widow to feed you. He held on to that. He took God at his word. You see, friends, come with me this morning. Come with me as we read the gospel according to Mark chapter 6. Let's read together. Come with me. Gospel according to Mark chapter 6 from verse 35 to 44. Come with me. Let's read together. I want to show you something. Gospel according to Mark chapter 6. That's our text for today. Mark chapter 6 from verse 35 to 44. Verse 35 starts and reads, late in the afternoon, his disciples came to him and said, this is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the nearby farms and villages and buy something to eat. But Jesus said, you feed them. With what? They asked. We've had to work for months to earn enough money to buy food for all those people. How much bread do you have? He asked. Go and find out. They came back and reported, we have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Then Jesus told the disciples to have the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of 50 or 100. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up toward heaven and blessed them. Then breaking the loaves into pieces, he kept giving the bread to the disciples so they could distribute it to the people. He also divided the fish for everyone to share. They all ate as much as they wanted. And afterward, the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftovers, bread and fish. Verse 44, and where we shall stop. A total of 5,000 men and their families were fed from those loaves. The Lord blessed the reading together, or perhaps you were listening to His word. Amen. If you read through the Bible, both Old and New Testament, you will notice that God does not ignore needs. God does not ignore needs. And that is because we serve a compassionate God who is concerned with all our needs as regarding every aspect of life. The disciples could not see a way 5 loaves and 2 fish could feed thousands of people, just like the widow had budgeted a handful of flour for herself and her son. You see, the flour was manageable to feed only 2, not another mouth, not including a prophet who's come from nowhere to make a request. Like the disciples, maybe the disciples could manage to share the 5 loaves and 2 fish amongst themselves plus Jesus, but not the 5,000 and more, because we had women and children in the crowd. You see, the Bible make mention of their families too. So from all points of view, or humanly speaking, or from our point of view and human reasoning, it was just impossible. Or so they thought. Not knowing, every impossible situation is an opportunity for God to demonstrate His power. You see, God loves getting involved in the impossible. He loves it when we present the impossible before Him. And you see, all Jesus wanted from the disciples was to recognize Him in the little, in what seems so small to them, trusting Him to multiply it to become a lot. So, did He provide? Did He multiply? Oh, you can be certain He did more. Just as we have read, He did more than they were expecting or could even imagine. How do you, my friends, react when you need a lot, like the disciples, but then you've got so little, like the widow of Zarephath? Do you become worried, anxious, and sorrowful? Do you panic? Or do you trust God with the little, like the widow of Zarephath, so God can multiply, giving you the right amount of whatever it is you need, and even more? And to sustain you even afterwards. And you see, whatever was done with the leftovers, Jesus made sure there was no waste at all. It may have been given to the poor, the destitute, for them to also experience God's provision as well. Whatever was done with it, Jesus made sure there was no waste at all. So why don't you look around you today, my friends? Look around you today. Don't just sit there, consumed by your sorrows, by your problems. Look around you. What is that miracle in your hand? What is that miracle in your home? What is that miracle in your life that seems so little and impossible for you to do anything with? What is it? Why don't you get God involved? Why don't you recognize God in your little, trusting Him to multiply your little to become a lot? You see, the thing is, friends, little becomes a lot when it is in God's hands. When we place them in God's hands, whatever little thing you think you have, and it's not even enough, it's to you, it is nothing. You look at it and you go, do you really call this God's provision? This is nothing. I can't really do anything with it. Like I said to you, Elijah could have turned away. Hearing the widow say, I've only got a handful of flour. But he didn't. He knew that was opportunity for God to perform, to demonstrate his power. It is little to you, but when you place it in the hands of the Almighty, it becomes a lot. Because he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, we thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for feeding us with your word this morning. Thank you for opening our heart and our minds. Thank you for opening our eyes to the truth and the knowledge of your word. Thank you because you are the provider. You are our provider. Thank you because you supply our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you for all you provide for us. Oh, we do not take them for granted at all. We praise your name. We give you all the glory. And Father, as we go about our weekend and into next week, we pray again, oh God, that you will meet us at the very point of our needs, that your name alone will be glorified. And as we go, we cover ourselves with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We water our lives, our jobs, our businesses, our homes, everything. We water them with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. May we come back next week rejoicing and with thanksgiving and testimonies of your goodness and love. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And thank you, friends, for joining me again on Review this morning. Thank you so much. I hope we all have enjoyed ourselves in the presence of God. I'll see you next weekend, by God's grace, when we shall be bringing Yahweh Jireh, the Lord will provide, to a close, to move on to another powerful name of God. But until next week, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and your entire household, now and forever. Amen. Bermuda, Bahamas, we're coming. From Nigeria, we're coming. From London, we're coming.
we share with you one simple message. Jehovah Jireh, my Father, my Provider. Jehovah Jireh, my God is faithful to the end. Jehovah Jireh, my Provider, my Protector. Jehovah Jireh, my God is faithful.
Let me teach you. I will trust you on Moriah. Make some noise. If you need him to provide, he's right here. We came to tell you that not a thing will we withhold from him. He is God. He provides. He gives everything we need. So now you know the song. Sing along with us. Come on. All over the world. From Jamaica to Joss. Song. We'll sing together one more time. Over in the island, we're bringing it to you. Rock your body, rock your body. Raise your hands, rock your body. Is Jehovah, is Jehovah. He'll provide for us. If he's ever done anything for you, come on, make some noise. Ever provided for you, if he's ever been in the fire with you, make some noise.
My God is faithful to the end.
Well, clap your hands up, rock your body, clap your hands up.
Faithful to the end.
Can I play my guitar? Can I play my guitar?
My God is faithful to the end.
Can I play my guitar? The song is finished. Oh well, I guess I'll leave the guitar alone.